Hello, Andrew Richardson here, and welcome to the second Clearing Patterns audio. It's called Metaphors, and it starts from a very simple proposition, which is that we human beings make sense of the world metaphorically. It is the essence of pattern matching, which I have covered in previous audios, that we work on the principle that what is happening to us now, what we are seeing, what we are feeling, what we are experiencing generally, is not for the first time, and that it is like something we have seen or felt before. And by going on a search for this in our unconscious memory and making that connection, that we can then make sense of what is happening now. It is as if we are saying to ourselves all the time when experiencing somebody or someone or a new situation, reading something, coming across an object, meeting someone or anything at all, we are looking unconsciously for an aha moment that we can say to ourselves, oh, I get it, it's like that. And the language of metaphors is particularly important when we are deeply relaxed and in the trance state, which is, as you know, a big part of this depression recovery program. So it is really important that you become confident and comfortable with metaphors and that you find the metaphorical language that works for you. But when you do that, then you can use metaphors that will change the pattern matching that you have, if they are not helping you. And that is the purpose of this second Clearing Pattern audio. So when people use metaphors, they can be talking about anything from a brief metaphor, he's got ears that stick out like Prince Charles, to a strong story like The Lord of the Rings, for example. Stories are an extended metaphor, and I've recorded a selection of 12 stories as an extra resource with this depression recovery program. You could listen to the Onion Tears story, or Imprisoned, about Silas. Relax and listen to them and see what you get from them, how you process these two and connect to them, whether they appeal to you, and as you listen to them, you can perceive something that you can use now. But it is the smaller everyday metaphors that we are mainly concerned with here. Let me give you some examples from my recent caseload, and you can ask yourselves whether they talk to you and how you might adapt them, and then ponder what other metaphors you could use that you could really talk to you. For what I have found as a therapist is that when I am with a client and I am calm and relaxed and open, then I will find the right metaphor. And you can too. So, for a woman who lacked self-confidence and wanted to hide away, I found that the metaphor of a daffodil bulb worked for her, buried underground through the frosty cold and dark winter, but still alive and ready to grow when springtime came, with small green shoots appearing above the earth. There is another metaphor with an older man, and he was particularly helpful. And he was a workaholic and was very reluctant to take time off work. He found the metaphor of finding a badly made up piece of furniture that had long been forgotten, and now he looked at it, he could see how it could be cleared up and tidied up and become rather special for him. And what about this metaphor? The idea is climbing higher and higher up the mountain, and the higher and higher you climb, the more you can see, and that even if you appear to reach a dead end where you can't see anything, you can climb higher and all of a sudden the view clears up. Or of a train that can slow down, and as it slows down, the more you can see. This is a very good metaphor for explaining what reducing arousal can mean. And how about this metaphor for feeling safe? You have an invisible force field around you like a big bubble, and when you are attacked, inverted commas, the arrows are just cotton wools headed and they bounce off and fall away. And a very fearful client who was very scared of a couple of relatives found the Alice in Wonderland story worked for her. Do you remember the story of Alice who eats a piece of mushroom on one side, and I think it was, and then shrinks to be very small? Well, this is what my client managed to do for her mother-in-law. Are you getting the idea? By unconscious pattern matching in these metaphors and noticing what appeals to you. And of course, there are thousands of metaphors you can relate to. So think about stories and images from your childhood. What was a favourite story? What image and metaphor is coming up when you ponder it? And your favourite film? A picture, perhaps. Are you seeing colours and shapes? A holiday scene, maybe. That's right. Relaxing into it and having some fun. So you can now relax a little bit more. Closing your eyes, and if you relax a little and feel your body getting heavier and heavier and slower and slower, and you are going on a journey into your unconscious to see what you find. And we are looking for metaphorical nuggets of gold. And I will count down. And as I count down, you can deepen down in just the way that is right for you. 10, 9, 8. Seven. That's right, relaxing down. 6, 5, 4, 3. 2, 1. And just notice where in your body you are feeling something that is not comfortable, or go to a recent memory for which you know triggered something uncomfortable. And you will generate that feeling now within you and stay with it. And see what kind of metaphor you can find that describes it best. Is it heavy? Is it solid? And what shape is it? Round or square? And the colour? And the texture. And what does it remind you of, and will always remind you? Is it a solid lump that you can't move, and you feel constipated and full up? Is it a rushing around like a hornet's nest inside you, and never still for a second? Or is it a parasite living within you and is being fed by your anxieties and ruminations and depression? Is it sucking you dry? in which case you can imagine how you might starve that parasite until it falls off and dies. And how else might you deal with these metaphors to defeat them, to erase them, to neutralize them and transform them? Just stay with it a few more minutes. And do listen to this audio a few times and enjoy it. And if you do, you will find yourself becoming more and more comfortable in the use of the language of metaphors. And you will know when you are ready to begin to use this new and powerful metaphorical language to help you to make the changes that you need to make. And so you can now just come back to your room and begin to feel more and more alert. And I will count back as you do. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Coming back and really enjoying the power of metaphor and how you might use it and make it something that you can use whenever you need. Thank you.